my cat Pippi is catatonic. My cat Pippi is catatonic. Catatonic, catatonic. This cat is catatonic. This cat is catatonic. And there's a something there on.
Why is the catatonic cat walking around?
This cat is catatonic. This cat is catatonic. It's like, oh, he's like in that film. It's like in that Robin Williams film where he comes alive for 2 days because of a drug, but he should go back to sleep soon. The cat. This cat is catatonic. This cat is catatonic. This cat is catatonic. And there's another cat there on it. And that was my cat song.
Tremendously exciting moment. It's Into Your Head, number 75. I'm Neil O'Carroll. We've got an absolutely fascinating show lined up for you. I haven't made it yet. I haven't planned what's going to be it. I'll be in it. I just know that's going to be one of the finest episodes of Into Your Head ever made. As we speak, I'm multitasking in preparation. I've got the fridge door open and I'm looking in the fridge and I'm seeing if there's anything that I might use as stimulation or maybe even as some sort of a prop for some of the upcoming segments. Perhaps I could just eat some of the stuff in the fridge and that'll nutritionalize my brain and make it work better. I should probably be looking for something fish related because fish is good for the brain. So if you eat loads of fish, it makes your brain work better. You don't have to eat the fish brains at all. You just have to eat any part of the fish. That'll do. It's got vitamin F or something in it. And that feeds your brain. Makes your brain work much better. But the fridge. If you're looking for fish, I should really be looking in the freezer section. Because that's where the fish is. So really, I'm not really looking for it. Because I already know where it is. I'm just looking at it. I'm not carrying out a search for fish because I already know where it is. It's in the middle drawer of the freezer compartment, under the Marks and Spencer Southern Style Chicken Mini Fillets. That's where the fish is. It's safely wrapped in breadcrumbs to protect it from anyone who doesn't like fish. That's the fantastic thing with fish. You can just smother it with breadcrumbs and people will just think it's a frozen lump of bread. And you just toss it into a big bowl of boiling hot oil until it's cooked. And then they'll eat it. Just tell them, I got you some bread. I stuffed a chicken-like substance into the middle of it. And then I cooked it. And now you just eat it all up. You might want some of this sauce on it. It's I know it's the type of sauce that you have with fish. But that's just coincidence. There's no fish in this at all. I assure you. It's just a lump of bread. I got some frozen bread. And I've cooked it up for you. Bread is best cooked from frozen, I find. When you're cooking it for the second time, I mean, obviously when you're baking the bread for the first time, it's not being frozen because you're using the raw dough, and it'd be ridiculous to freeze raw dough. Although we did it once, I think. We froze raw dough, and then we thawed it, and then we cooked bread, and then we froze the bread, and then we thawed out the bread, and then we cooked the bread, and then it was toast. That's the thing about bread. The first time you cook the bread, it doesn't become toast, it just becomes bread. But then when you cook it again for the second time, then it becomes toast. Bread is the only food that happens with. If I were to take some chicken, for example, and put it in the cooker, and then take it out, and then put it back in again, it would be burnt. It wouldn't be toast. You only put chicken in once to toast it, and you take it out and it's toasted chicken, and then you don't put it back in again, you only cook it once. So bread is unique in that way. So there you go. Now, I've just realised it's a long, long time since I recorded myself going up the stairs, or down the stairs. On this podcast. There's no particular reason for that. It's just that I'm not going to go out of my way to go and record a stairs ascension or descension segment for you. But as it happens, it's not out of my way because I'm going upstairs and the stairs is actually the most convenient way of getting up there. So here we go. Stairs, 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 ground floor. first floor, whatever you call it. Now, the more attentive of you will have noticed that there were 3 less stairs in that than there used to be. That's because I didn't start saying stairs until I was at the second step. You're just being nitpicking. I didn't guarantee that I was going to say stairs for each step that I went up. So, you can just make do with that. This isn't the BBC. You're not paying a TV license fee for this. So, you get what you're given. And what I give you is 12/14 of a stairs ascension report. And the rest was silent. I'll probably add some captions later or something. I'll add closed captions for those of you who want to, I don't know, I'll have a, me. Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking this segment has run into the ground. Well, it hasn't. It's run up the stairs and into the Into Your Head studio. But it's not quite aside from that. I'm just talking of a way to rescue it. I could explain that the reason why I didn't provide a vocal report of the first 2 steps on the stairs was because the same reason why I add descriptive captions to each of the photos on my website. It's for the visually or audially impaired. You're making a website nowadays, you're supposed to add a little text description to each photo so that people with visual disabilities can use a software that reads the description for them. Just give you an example. I'll read you one of the descriptions on my recent additions to my website. Hold on a moment. Let's see. Let's go into my website here. Now, here we go. Here's a photo that I put up last week, and the caption I've put in is "Show 74 album cover pick a picture wall clock with cats on it, featuring the slogan wearing a microphone headset which is connected to a voice recorder which sits on top of a wall calendar." Now, I know what you're thinking there. You read that very staccato-y. Well, that's because it's in a little text field box and I had to scroll through it a bit at a time. It's good enough for you. It's not aimed at you, it's aimed at visually impaired people who are trying to access my website. You're not a visually impaired person. If you are, you wouldn't be listening to this. You'd be listening to the... Oh, well, maybe you would. Maybe I'm thinking of the definitely impaired people. The first 2 steps of the stairs, I didn't say stairs for... Those were for the definitely impaired people. I'll add in captions later for them. It'll be a special segment. It'll be the Into Your Head section for deaf people. On Irish television, we have a daily news bulletin for deaf people. There's a guy waves his hands around, and apparently that's a special language. It's like Morse code for deaf people, and then they push subtitles up as well for people who don't speak that language and who want to know what they're saying. So it's all absolutely fantastic. We even have a news for the deaf in Irish. We did for a while. That was quite a niche program. But there you go. That's how Irish television and websites work. I'm becoming an expert in all of this new modern media. As you know, I've been making videos lately, which you can see at intoyourhead.com/videos. And I've been making all sorts of media stuff. I've been making photos, and I've got a press section on the website for the press to contact me, because I'm sick of contacting them. I used to send out press releases, and they'd put me in the local newspapers. I was in the Kildare Nationalist and the Leinster Leader, and they both misspelt everything. They misspelt my name, and they misspelt the name of my cat, and they misspelt my wife's name, and they... Well, the guy in the radio who reviewed us, he gave out the wrong name of the podcast. He said it was called Into Your Mind. That's Dave Fanning for you. He's getting old. He's an old DJ who used to be cool and trendy, and he used to do video film review programs on the television and music review programs on the radio. But now he just goes on and on and on about stuff. That's all. That's what Dave Fanning does. He goes on and on and on about stuff. It's very little else, just stuff, all kinds of stuff, admittedly. There's a wide variety of stuff involved, so when I say stuff, that's not to say that it's just one thing that he goes on about. It's a wide, wide range. But It's a bit of a quantity over quality thing, if you ask me. You should really specialise in one article of stuff, one or two articles of stuff, and become experts in those. Because he's not an expert on podcasting, I can tell you. He played 45 seconds or something of my show, and then he said 45 seconds if that was enough. Which quite frankly it was, because most of the listeners heard it and thought, that's absolutely fantastic, I'm going to listen to it now. So it was more than enough. But he was being negative, he was being sarcastic. He was basically saying that Into Your Head is a load of crap, which I find very, very, very offensive. So as for that, as far as I'm concerned, Dave Fanning can just go and die. I know what you're thinking at this point, most of you. You're thinking, who the frigging hell is Dave Fanning? What's the Kildare nationalist? What's the Leinster leader? And, well, basically, what are all these various media outlets that you're talking about? Well, you're listening to this show. It's your job to do the research, find out where I'm from, and find out all the local issues, and find out what's in my reach. Because I don't have a giant satellite dish on top of my frigging roof so that I can listen to whatever media outlets you have in your part of the world. I have to listen to my own, and you're choosing to listen to me, so you're becoming a part of all that, so you have to find out who I fuck. Now, I suspect that this may be an outtake again. I'm not sure. I'm developing a habit lately of leaving the outtakes in which case they're not really outtakes, but there would be outtakes. So we'll call that a would-be outtake. It would be an outtake had I not decided to make a feature of the outtake by leaving it in. In which case, if I took it out, it would no longer be a non-taken-out outtake. It would be a taken-out outtake, and you wouldn't know about it unless I mention it here. And if I'm going to mention it here, I might as well leave it in so you can hear it. There's no point in me saying, oh, I left out an outtake there. You should have heard it. It was absolutely hilarious. I went, fuck. And then I decided to record this bit where I talk about the outtake. That'd be extra editing for me anyway. If I did it that way, I'd have to take out the outtake and then leave in this part. And it's in the same recording, so I'd have to chop up the recording. I'd have to find the point at which the outtake ends and this piece of commentary begins, and have to go cut. I'd have to snip that out. And it's not like the old days where you just get a scissors and you cut the audio tape. You have to do it digitally. You have to find the exact spot. You have to go through all the ones and zeros and zeros and ones and get to a point where... Well, if it's on a zero, it's fine. You can just cut through the zero. But if it's on a one, I don't have very good eyesight. If it's a really narrow one, depending on the font, I find it really hard to find the centre of the one. It's just basically a thin vertical line, and you have to cut along the middle. I can't do that. I'd rather cut horizontally. In fact, that's what I'm going to do now in future. I'm going to start storing all my bytes horizontally instead of vertically. And then the ones will be horizontal, so I can just cut them halfway along. I can measure them to halfway along the now horizontal line, because it's a sideways one. It's a horizontal line representing the number one. Unless it's one of those fancy ones that has a little base and a little slanty thing at the top, in which case I don't know what to do, because that's not even geometric. The bottom is, but the top isn't. That slanty thing, how can you cut that in half? Unless you rotate it 45 degrees first so that it's horizontal. But of course, if the one is horizontal, then that horizontal part is going to be vertical. So then you're back to square one. You're back where you started. You've got a horizontal one that you've rotated to the horizontal plane because it's easier to cut. But you've got a little vertical thing on top of the horizontal one. And you were trying to get rid of horizontal vertical things, but now you've got rid of the main vertical thing, but now you've got a new vertical thing that's even smaller and harder to see than the original vertical thing. I hope you're following me. Suffice to say, that's why I don't draw fancy number ones. The same with sevens. I don't know if there's any other numbers that you can do a fancy version of. Maybe 71, but that's just being derivative, so we won't go into that. We go on all day saying how 171 is similar, and so is 711, and so is 1771. But you get the pattern there, or else you don't, in which case you won't have understood any of this at all, because it's over your head. Not into your head, over your head. That's why this show is so named. It either goes into your head or over your head. If you get it, it goes into your head, and if you don't get it, it goes over your head, in which case I should probably make a separate file called Over Your Head and make that with horizontal binary numbers. But I'm not going to. So there you go. You can go get stuffed.
Ow! Away! Ow! Too late.
Now, joining me at a tremendously exciting moment. I'm in the garden, and I'm watching my wife interacting with nature, with her cat, Chili.
He's a vicious little beggar.
Chili, look.
Chili.
Chili. Chili, look. Chili.
He's sitting in the shade. Chili Billy. Watching cats.
Wheezes was I just be having there. Watching cats.
Being scraped by cats. It fucking hurts their little brat. La 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 la. That's all.
Now, we're doing fantastically. We're almost 13 minutes into the content of this show. Now, I say almost 13 minutes, but that's a lie. It may well be almost 13 minutes, but I'm lying in that I'm trying representing myself as knowing exactly how far in we are. I don't. It could be. I suspect it may be somewhere between 13 and 17 minutes. I'm not going to go back and calculate it. There's probably some button here on this recording device where I can press and it'll say how much have you recorded, but I can't find it. I can find the one that says how much blank space is left on my recorder, and there's about 4 hours and 10 minutes, which is absolutely fantastic. 4 hours and 9 minutes now, because I'm filling up with this crap, with this excellent quality material, which compared to silence is much far superior. If you had to choose between this and 4 hours and 14 minutes of silence, you definitely choose this. Not least because this doesn't go on for. Now I feel. Oh, excuse me. I'm just distracted because I'm reading a text message from my wife. It says, "Kay, I'm here. She gone out, and I'm watching Project Runway. She won't be late," and some other stuff that I'm not going to tell you because it's none of your friggin' business. Suffice to say, I only read out that text so you'd know why I got distracted. It's my wife's fault. The least she could do is record a cat song. Although, come to think of it, she did record a cat song for me earlier. It's on my phone here. I'll slip it in during the editing process. I'll slip it in possibly after this segment, or after some other segment, or at some point during the proceedings. Sometimes during the virtual proceedings, because the editing process makes it all virtual. I'm not actually doing this now, straight after the previous segment. I'm doing it several minutes after the previous segment. There was a gap, there was a jump in time, I stopped recording for about 10 minutes, I went off and did some other stuff. I got on my computer and I checked. I went onto Twitter and checked what everyone was posting, and then I checked my email. And then I switched on my iTunes and downloaded some other podcasts so that I can listen to them. Because I'm sure as hell not going to listen to this. This isn't for me, this is for you. There's no point in me listening to stuff that I've already heard because it's come out of my mouth. That's why I don't listen sometimes, so that I can have the joy of listening back later to see what I said. But I'm going to record this. In fact, my telephone here records stuff, so I think we'll go in and I'm going to record myself recording an episode of Into Your Head. Here, hold on a minute. Let's see. I'll go in here to this menu. Excellent. I'm going to for prosperity, I'm going to switch on the record sound function on my telephone and record myself recording an episode of Into Your Head. So here we go. Press record. And there we go, we're recording. Just for those of you listening on the telephone recording, if I publish it in anywhere, I'm just recording for prosperity myself, recording an episode of Into Your Head. Into Your Head number 75, in case you're interested, which I'm recording on my portable voice recorder. But I thought it would be interesting to record myself doing that. Last week I videoed myself recording a urination session of the week, so I might as well make an audio recording this time of myself doing the audio recording. It'd be absolutely fantastic. So anyway, there you go. Goodbye to those of you listening on that recording. I'll just press save now and say goodbye to those people, which I just did. So that's fantastic. I think I'll play that back for you now. I'll play it. Hold on a minute.
Just for those of you. Recording for prosperity myself, recording an episode of Into Your Head number 75, in case you're interested, which I'm recording on my portable voice recorder. But I thought it would be interesting to record myself doing that. Last week I videoed myself recording a urination session of the week, so I might as well.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to fade myself out there by moving the telephone slowly away from the microphone headset, so it sounds like I've faded out, which indeed I have. I've caused the sound to fade out, because it was becoming a little repetitive there. I was feeling a sense of deja vu, perhaps you were too, because basically all the stuff you heard in the recording there is what I said to you a couple of minutes ago. I was repeating myself, although not really repeating myself, I was just recording myself twice in two different ways. There was no repetition involved. I don't recycle material. This is me stumbling, running out of things to say again. It's going to be a stumbly episode of Into Your Head. In fact, I think I'll name this show Show 75, the Stumbly Episode. The Stumbly Show. Yeah, the Stumbly Show, that's what I'll call it. Stumbly Show. Stumbly Show, the show in which I stumble. Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking stumbly isn't a real word. Well, I'm going to prove you wrong now. Google.ie, stumbly, let's see, S-T-U-M-B-L-Y, search, there we go, stumbly websites. There we go, Urban Dictionary, stumbly wumbly, there you go. There's plenty of references to the word stumbly. I even spelt it correctly, S-T-U-M-B-L-Y, although maybe there is another version. Actually, let's try S-T-U-M-B-L-I, that's probably a foreign language thing. It says, did you mean stumble? No, I did not mean stumble. I know damn well what I meant. I'm not stupid. If I meant stumble, I would have typed stumble, and then you probably would have gone, did you mean stumbly, which I didn't. But anyway, apparently there's a Susie Quattro video called Stumbling, and it's got Stumbly in it, spelt with an I. That's the biggest result for this. There's some other stuff. There's some Esperanto. Apparently Stumbly is an Esperanto word. I suspected it might be, as you know. I said that a moment ago. Well, if I didn't say it out loud, I was thinking it. And I was absolutely right. So there you go. So I was absolutely right about everything. Anyway, thank you for listening. This has been Into Your Head number 75. And, well, once I say goodbye and end this recording, it won't be Into Your Head number 75 anymore. It'll be a blank silence during which I won't be recording. So it won't be Into Your Head number 75 then. But right now it is. It's Into Your Head number 75. And whatever I'm recording on my telephone. I'm not recording at the moment, but if I was, it would also be Into Your Head number 75 on my telephone, except it wouldn't be the whole thing, it would be an excerpt. So it would probably be a sample for prosperity of Into Your Head number 75. But I won't record on my telephone. I've already done that. And that'll be repetition again. I don't want to backtrack and repeat everything. Not least because...
If you would like to comment on any of the issues raised in today's program, visit the Stalker Forum guestbook
and online voicemail system
at our website, intoyourhead.com, or email us at studio@intoyourhead.com. Remember, we value the opinions of you, the humble and ignorant listener.